today. Big shout out to my buddy over at Citizen Free Press, Kane, because Kane's been doing us a big solid. He actually is linking now to this show, and it is an honor, of course, because, well, CFP has some of the best people, the best audience that comes to their platform every day. And he has our live stream set up, so we're appreciative of that. He also has a story up on his website, which, you know, you might find interesting. I was in D.C. As many of you guys know, I wasn't here. And I was with Scott Pressler, and I was with Nick Sorter as well. And we couldn't get a Uber or a Lyft from DHS headquarters. It's quite the strange thing. I was ordering Lyfts, and I was trying to get a driver to pick us up. And they wouldn't come. They wouldn't come. Why? Probably, if you could speculate a little bit, they might have been illegal. I'm sure they wouldn't want to do a pickup at DHS. And also, it doesn't help that Nick wears a Border Patrol hat either. It's not really a selling point if you're someone who's got questionable immigration status. But we did later get it right. I had to go to a different location than where I was initially going. But Nick was great. And so he was able to do. We were all trying. We're all like, they keep taking it and then they keep canceling it. And so Nick was able to get us an Uber, but wasn't an easy task. Oh, also, by the way, Senator Tommy Tuberville weighed in, and he wants to actually start asking for documents from Uber and Lyft and wants to see if they've got a lot of illegals on their payroll. By the way, yesterday I also did a report on my ex page as well. There was a Lyft driver who was an illegal alien, was here on some type of work status. We don't really know. Don't know if he overstayed, what the status of him is, but he did, in fact, he's accused, I should say, of sexually assaulting one of his passengers. It was somebody who was coming from a doctor's appointment or was going to a doctor's appointment. And he did sexually abuse her, held a gun to her, made her comply, and then dropped her off later at a doctor's appointment. Again, it's just one of the many, many situations that go on with Uber and Lyft. And it's a massive company, so I don't entirely blame them on things like this because, again, it's really, really difficult to vet everyone. But I mean, this is a reoccurring theme. And every time, it's great because it never used to be this way. But every time I call for an Uber or Lyft, every single person who comes to pick me up is someone who's not born in the United States. So that's something that recently just started changing. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. I mean, I was in the Midwest at one point. I was in Ohio, Springfield, Ohio, which actually is a massive hub for human trafficking. Again, check the plates before you get in. I had an incident where I checked the plates and it wasn't the plates that were on the app. And he was trying to tell me just to get in the car. You never know what they're going to do after that. Once you get in, though, I did not get in. But anyways, long story short, there's a big issue with these ride-sharing companies. And they accept no blame for it, of course. But there's a common theme here, and you shouldn't look shift away. Folks, I'm going to give you an update regarding the efforts to hold Senator Mark Kelly accountable for, you know, giving illegal or giving some advice that he shouldn't have given. As many of you guys know, the Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is appealing now a federal court ruling, which is trying to block the Pentagon from punishing Senator Mark Kelly, who obviously is a retired Navy captain. I was trying to demote him and get rid of his title because, you know, Mark Kelly's a scumbag. Well, now the Pentagon is appealing that decision, and he's trying to push back to make sure that Mark Kelly's held accountable. Now, as many of you guys know, Mark Kelly claims that this is a violation of his First Amendment rights. It says it's the chilling infringement on his free speech. Mark Kelly doesn't have the right to go out there and tell military members to ignore orders that come from, you know, President Trump. So that's what he was trying to do, obviously. And now he's dealing with the pushback, and he's trying to hope that the court side with him on that issue, and the Pentagon looking to hold him accountable. So there's that little update. They are appealing that now. We've got a lot more to discuss as well in the next hour of the show. Best part two is we've got Raag Nationalist joining me to give us a MAHA update, which I look forward to, of course. And we'll be diving into your call. So if you're on hold, stay there. Don't go anywhere. We'll be diving back into the callers in just a little bit. In the meantime, though, make sure you head on over right now, thealexjonesstore.com. We have a flash sale going on for a little bit longer if you're someone who's a big fan of getting rid of your brain fog. Well, good news. Methylene blue and red, when you pair them together, it does just that and is on sale right now over at thealexjonesstore.com. If you support our work here, the best way to keep that up and running is to help us out. To do just that, thealexjonesstore.com. That is thealexjonesstore.com.
One of the most important things to me in my life is to get things right and to tell the truth and to be accurate. That's why they say Alex Jones is right. But it's not just our news, our prediction, our information that are incredibly accurate. It's the products. And out of all the amazing supplements at thealexshowstore.com, our methylene blue, ultramethylene blue, is the best you're going to find on the market. It's so good for your body. Instant clean, amazing energy. You owe it to yourself, if you sat on the fence, to go to thealexshowstore.com right now and get ultramethylene blue. And believe me, you are going to want to reorder it again. We have an 84% reorder on that product. No other supplement anywhere has anything even close. That is how amazing it is. Secure your ultramethylene blue now at thealexshowstore.com. And thanks for keeping us on the air.
Repeat what you said is happening. You feel in the...
I feel like that stuff in my fingers. I feel tingling fingers.
There's the camera. Blast them with full power right there.
Ah! Yeah!
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
Welcome back to the American Journal. Kicking off the third hour of the program with a little Maha update. Now, as many of you guys know, I was fired up when President Trump decided to sign an executive order, which will help speed up, I guess, the production of glyphosate. It's obviously something that we don't want in your food because, folks, it causes cancer. There's plenty of data that backs that claim up. And there's currently several class action lawsuits pending in regards to just that. And we told you all about it. But we're not giving up anytime soon. Right now up on Infowars.com, we have several incredible articles that inform you about the dangers of glyphosate and the internal battles that are going on right now on the federal level in regards to this, because this was a Maha movement that was supposed to shut down glyphosate being used on our food and agriculture. So why are we here at the point right now where we have a president who's signing executive orders to possibly provide immunity to Roundup and the companies that obviously produce glyphosate? And most importantly, why are we looking to produce more of this? It's quite alarming. Joining me to discuss the latest on the glyphosate battle is Raw Egg Nationalist. As many of you guys know, he's an incredible reporter over at Infowars.com, and he's also the author of the book, The Last Man. As many of you guys know, we had him here in studio just a couple of weeks ago, and he did a great job at outlining this. This book is now currently available up on Amazon as well, The Last Man, Liberalism and the Death of Masculinity. Welcome back to the show, my friend. It's an honor, of course, to have you on. I want to dive into the glyphosate topic with you because you've put up several articles right now that are up on Infowars.com in regards to that. So bring us the latest on this battle because, you know, we're kind of hearing from RFK Jr., but it really didn't sound like him the same that was provided.
It's great to be back, Brianna, after being live in the studio with you. That was a real pleasure.
Yes,
it's been a bad week or 10 days for Maha, really. And I think to top it off, we've had this executive order, which really does appear to have granted immunity to glyphosate manufacturers. The biggest glyphosate manufacturer is Bayer, of course. Bayer makes Roundup. They bought Monsanto in 2018, the company that created glyphosate. And it seems like a huge betrayal. It really does of Maha. I mean, you have to understand, you know, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Secretary of Health and Human Services, he's been campaigning for decades about pesticide regulation, been doing his utmost to raise awareness of the harms caused by pesticides and herbicides, and in particular glyphosate. Glyphosate has been one of his major bugbears, for good reason, because it's the most widely used chemical pesticide in the US. It's sprayed by the, you know, millions, billions of gallons a year. Huge quantities of glyphosate sprayed, especially across the Midwest, on corn and soy. Special GMO varieties of corn and soy have been created so more glyphosate can be sprayed on them. And now as well, and this is something that's only happened in the last few years, glyphosate is being sprayed on crops before harvesting to desiccate them, to dry them out, and to increase yields. So glyphosate is everywhere, and you know there's study after study substantiating the harms glyphosate causes. There are tens of thousands of claims against Bayer at the moment for harms caused by glyphosate, mainly non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is a very, very unpleasant form of cancer, but also other harms, reproductive harms. It's been linked to diabetes and obesity, neurodegenerative disorders, pretty much every kind of chronic disease, actually, you could imagine. Fertility problems, too, and that's something, obviously, that I write about a lot. So giving the manufacturers of glyphosate immunity at a time when actually they are being held accountable for the harms that this chemical has caused and does cause, the harms it causes individuals, but also the environment as well. It really does seem like a fundamental betrayal. And it seems, you know, Maha was created to challenge the vested interests that profit from Americans being maintained in perpetual sickness. And it just feels like a very, very big betrayal. And we had RFK Jr. stepping up and saying, look, I agree with President Trump. It's, you know, we need to maintain glyphosate production in the US, because if we don't, the agricultural system will collapse. I mean, I wrote an opinion piece over the weekend about this. It really does feel like special pleading from RFK Jr. And it's very unfortunate. But I would recommend that if you want to find out some more about this, read my opinion piece up on the website, and also read the primer that I wrote on glyphosate. So I wrote a piece about a year or two ago, actually, for InfoWars that I re-upped at the weekend, called The Trouble with Glyphosate. And that will tell you exactly what is wrong with glyphosate, and also ways that you can protect yourself and your loved ones from the harmful effects.
Yeah, and that's the big point in all of this, you know, and I love that you have all this up, because you've put up several articles up on InfoWars.com to highlight all the dangers of it. You know, when we talk about the pending lawsuits, you know, Bayer has put up a settlement offer potentially for over $7 billion. I mean, to sit here and to pretend like this is somehow good for America. And this, by the way, the settlement was put out there the day before this executive order was signed. I mean, this is like such a bad PR optic for some reason. They continue to just, you know, push it out there. It truly is mind-blowing. What do you make of RFK Jr.'s statement when he came out there and defended all of this? It didn't seem authentic to me, because he's been such an advocate for shutting all this down and stopping this. I mean, there's people who eat all organic. Alex Clark has been very transparent in this. She's one of the individuals with Turning Point. And she said that she had her blood work done and there was glyphosate in her body, and she doesn't understand because she's very strict with her diet and she's all organic only. So this means that there's possibly glyphosate being put on our organic products as well. I mean, this is just so, this is such a big issue, such a deep issue, that so many people can't just wrap their minds around that. Why would they be doing this to the American people?
Yeah, it's unfortunate. And this is actually an unfortunate thing about organic food, is that actually you think organic food is going to be free of herbicides and pesticides and nasty chemicals, but it often isn't. It usually will have less, much less, than non-organic produce, but you have to factor in things like drift. So when farmers spray pesticides and herbicides, they drift on the wind. They can drift long distances. I mean, I'm talking miles or even tens of miles in some cases. So you can have an organic farm, they're not using any chemicals, but next door there's a non-organic farm, or nearby there's a non-organic farm, and they're spraying chemicals, and they drift on the wind and land on the produce. So that is unfortunately the case, that actually even organic food will have probably some residue of harmful chemicals on it. But yeah, it didn't sound like RFK Jr. at all. I think he's in a very, very difficult position. I think President Trump probably, you know, signed this executive order, wanted to sign this executive order really without asking RFK Jr. I don't think he had any input on it. And so I think he's had to save face. And I mean, at a certain level, then there is a truth to what RFK Jr. is saying. And he is right that if you withdrew all of the chemical inputs that are used in industrial agriculture in the US, all the herbicides, the pesticides, if you stopped using GMO, the system would collapse and there would be serious, serious food shortages. Nobody wants the agricultural system to collapse. Nobody wants Americans to be without food. What we want, what Maha wants, and what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wants in his heart of hearts, is for a fundamental change to the way that food is produced in the US. He wants a massive reliance on chemicals, on harmful substances like glyphosate, to be reduced or even eliminated, and for farmers to use regenerative methods of farming like those used by Joel Salatin, for example. And also he wants, as he said in the long tweet that he put out, he wants to introduce new high-tech methods of farming, things like laser, weed, and pest control. So there are these great big trailers now that you can stick on the back of a tractor. They have lasers on them and AI guidance systems, and you drive through the field and lasers zap weeds and insects. So you don't need to use any insects at all. But this equipment is expensive, and it will need to be subsidized and made available to farmers as an alternative to chemical inputs. So there is a kernel of truth to what RFK Jr. is saying about the fragility of the American industrial agricultural system. But the question, the real question, and I say this in my opinion piece, is when are we going to get when are Americans going to taper off their reliance on these chemicals? When is the transition going to begin? And RFK Jr. kind of says said in the long tweet, you know, are we going to use regenerative farming? We're going to use these high-tech methods. But he didn't give any kind of time frame. And the thing is, regenerative farming methods can start being used now. The federal government, the USDA, could start encouraging farmers to use regenerative methods. They could start subsidizing farmers to go organic or to go near organic and to cut their reliance on chemical inputs. They could do that tomorrow. They could do it today. So when is this going to happen? And I think Kennedy really needs to come up with an answer to that question. When is the transition going to start? Because the Maha movement, the grassroots, are really, really angry about this, rightly, I think. And they're going to put a lot of pressure on RFK Jr., a lot of pressure on the Trump administration too, and it could be a factor in the midterms. So it's not something that can be overlooked. If Trump wants to win the midterms, he has to address this problem, I think, and so does RFK, and he has to give a satisfying answer.
Yeah. Well, I think the American people want more on this issue, and I don't think it's going away anytime soon. But when it comes to our health and our, you know, children's health, I mean, this is something that's deeply concerning. But what's even worse is a new actually story that you've posted as well up on Infowars.com. Now, this one, I know it's been going back and forth for quite some time on. But when you look at the stats as to how many Americans, specifically American children, are overweight, it's quite alarming. 1 in 5 children over the age of 6 are obese, with nearly 70% of children's calories coming from ultra-processed foods. Now, we keep hearing about this administration talking about the ultra-processed foods and the problems that we have currently with it. But so many Americans are addicted to these foods, and they're not shifting away from it anytime soon. What's the latest information on this front, too? Because, by the way, I mean, they've done a great job. RFK Jr. and his team have done a great job at bringing a lot of high-profile celebrities on board to push for Americans to pull away from these highly processed foods. What is the latest that you're reporting on right now?
Yeah, so there's really, really unfortunate statistics showing that the obesity crisis is only deepening, and it's getting worse in the most vulnerable demographic, among children. Yeah. So children are just getting fatter and fatter, and it is largely because they are consuming more and more ultra-processed foods. So, I mean, I think that there were some early wins for RFK Jr. on the ultra-processed food front. He got ultra-processed food manufacturers to say they'll stop using harmful red dyes. And he's announced, you know, that there's going to be an overhaul of the way that food additives are regulated. He's going to try to close the generally recognized as safe loophole in the FDA's food additive regulations, which allows companies, basically, food companies can come up with new additives, say they're safe, and introduce them to the food supply without the FDA even being involved. And that's been going on now for 70 years, or the better part of 70 years, since 1958. So the food supply, additives in the food supply, that's largely unregulated. And it's almost certainly the case that there are maybe as many as 10,000 additives in the food supply as compared to 2,000 in the European Union. And what's even worse is that we simply don't know whether the vast majority of them are even safe for consumption. So something needs to be done about that. And RFK Jr. is right to say that loophole, the GRAS loophole, needs to be closed. But yeah, I think we need to go further. RFK Jr. needs to go further. There needs to be a real concerted effort to get children to stop eating processed foods. And It needs to begin early. It needs to begin actually really from birth. I mean, the very first processed food, the very first ultra-processed food that most children consume, or many children consume, is formula, is baby formula. Baby formula is baby's first ultra-processed food. It is an ultra-processed version of a perfectly adequate food, or in fact, more than a perfectly adequate food, a perfect food, breast milk. And it sets children up really for a lifetime of consuming ultra-processed foods. So I think the effort really does need to begin early. I think mothers need to be encouraged to breastfeed their children. Mothers who can't breastfeed, there needs to be an infrastructure for them to have access to breast milk. And you could have breast milk banks, for example. You see them on Facebook, local breast milk sharing groups. You could have, a much wider kind of network set up for mothers, and that they should be encouraged to use it. But you've got to stop children getting hooked on ultra-processed foods. They're at their most vulnerable, and ultra-processed food is addictive. It absolutely is addictive. It is as addictive as any other substance. It's as addictive as a narcotic. It's as addictive as nicotine in cigarettes. And I think until it's treated with that level of seriousness, with the level of seriousness that tobacco and cigarettes were treated with, then the problem isn't really going to get better. And actually what we're going to see is children just getting fatter and fatter, continuing to get fatter and fatter. It won't just be one in five, it will be one in four, and then it will be one in three, and then it will be half of all children who are obese. So something really needs to be done, something fundamental.
Yeah, well, I could tell you, I mean, I am addicted to caramel M&Ms. And if I get a big bag of those, I literally will crush it in one sitting. And so I just can't have them in the house at all. But, it totally is addicting. And I don't think people realize it. You know, I know people who sadly are addicted to sugar in this country, and they won't stop. Then they're warned by their doctors, you're pre-diabetic, you got to stop. And they still keep going. And so there definitely is an addiction quality here, or an issue here in regards to all of that. And sadly, so many Americans don't realize it. But we've got to force ourselves to stop eating these foods. And I mean, I say it all the time. I lost a significant amount of weight when I just went carnivore only. And I highly recommend everyone trying it, at least if you know, obviously I'm not a doctor, but what's in our food supply is obviously really bad. And I know meats obviously aren't bulletproof, but these ultra processed foods are toxic, and Americans really need to wake up to that. I want to get to this other story too, before we run out of time. This one in regards to teenagers who are at risk when they are smoking marijuana of developing psychological issues and bipolar disorders as well. I've heard about this again, it was just Alex Clark. She does a great podcast too, where she goes through all the MAHA stuff. But I believe it was her who cited that her family member developed a bipolar disorder, I believe it was. And she cites that she thinks it was actually due to his usage of marijuana. Again, I'm just going off the cuff here. I haven't actually looked into this it's been a couple of weeks now, but I mean, she does a lot of incredible work, and I want to give her credit there. But this is something that most Americans don't really realize. We hear all the time that cannabis is harmless, and that Americans could use cannabis if they'd like to without there being any, you know, repercussions for it. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, I have some anecdotal experience too. So a friend of mine I was at school with when I was at secondary school, he really started smoking marijuana in a big way, aged about sort of 15, 16. And he ended up actually having a psychotic break when he was, I think he was 17 or 18. It was before he finished school anyway. It was really, he went from being a, you know, normal guy developing in the normal way, and then really developed some quite serious mental problems. He was smoking marijuana every day before school and after, and sometimes during school as well, actually. But yeah, there is a wealth of evidence that substantiates the harm marijuana can do to developing brains. And this latest study, I think, shows that teenagers who use marijuana or have a history of using marijuana within the last year have double the risk of developing various psychiatric disorders, I think, including schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. I mean, that's a seriously elevated risk. But actually, I think we have to look actually at the way that marijuana is being used more broadly in society. You know, you have proliferation of THC and CBD vapes. You have women using THC and CBD vapes, I think CBD vapes in particular, to combat morning sickness. And there's all sorts of evidence that actually even these products, even these vape products, are causing serious, serious harm. So there's a growing body of evidence that actually, you know, if you're smoking marijuana or using a CBD vape while you're pregnant, the baby is at significantly increased risk of various developmental disorders. It's not good. But, you know, cannabis and cannabis extracts have replaced nicotine as the American or as Americans' drug of choice, really. You know, Americans have gone from smoking cigarettes to smoking marijuana, to smoking spliffs and smoking these THC and CBD vapes. And it's still kind of the Wild West out there. You know, the cannabis strains are getting stronger and stronger. The vapes and the extracts are getting stronger and stronger. And it looks like it's just becoming more and more harmful. And I think there probably needs, again, this probably needs to be a MAHA focus. You know, teenagers shouldn't have access to this stuff. I mean, I know, you know, whether it's legal or illegal, then some teenagers are going to smoke pot, of course. But it shouldn't be as readily available as it is. And, you know, if you can walk into to a gas station as a teenager and buy an incredibly powerful THC or CBD vape, that really shouldn't be allowed. That really shouldn't be allowed.
Yeah, well, this is the problem. We're normalizing all of this. And sadly, I think the next generation is going to really have a big problem. It's sad. It really is. But one of the key issues, too, with the vape conversation, we've covered it on this show, but the Chinese vapes that are coming into our market and flooding our market, yeah. You don't know what's in them. And the Chinese hate us. I mean, they're the ones who are flooding us, too, with glyphosate as well. They are the ones that hate us, and they want the American people to be weak. And so getting them addicted to vapes with questionable things inside of these vapes is definitely a win for the CCP. We are at war on all fronts, and I think the American people need to start waking up to that. They think marijuana is harmless, but they don't realize where the source is on a lot of these issues. And again, I know this administration, especially since RFK Jr. has stepped in, is really trying to focus in on those vapes that are coming from China. And they're illegal, obviously, because they're not approved. But he is trying to target those. But it's a really, really hard market to take on right now because we're being flooded with all of this. So it's really frustrating to see. But the American people need to make better health decisions. And that's the reason why we arm you over at the Infowars.com, because, you know, Rog, you do a great job at detailing all of this in your reports. And you try to put out the most important information so Americans could figure out how to take their health decisions into their own hands. And this is really, really important. So we appreciate all that you do. So thank you.
It's a pleasure, Brianna, and always good to speak to you.
Always a pleasure, my friend. You got to come back down to the studio sometime soon as well, because we love having you here. Folks, that's Raw Egg Nationalist. Give him a follow on X as well. A great follow and puts out critical information, and it's always on Infowars.com as well, so check it out. All right, folks, we're getting ready to buckle up for your calls. I know there's a lot of people on hold right now and some who want to talk about glyphosate, so stay right there. If you're on hold, we're going to try in the next portion of the show to get to your calls again, so stay there. I would give out the number, but it looks like we have a full deck, so if you haven't called in yet, hold off for now. I'm going to try to get through the list that we have going on right now. In the meantime, AlexJonesStore.com, thealexjonesstore.com, I should say, is where you're going to head on over to right now, because we have a flash sale going on today. Again, when you buy methylene blue and red together, you get an incredible discount that you're not going to see anywhere else. It's our flash sale, and it's going on right now over at thealexjonesstore.com. Head on over there today. When you support us, you keep us up on air and running, and we appreciate you doing just that.
All right, I'm going to be very clear about this. I've done an hour and a half of live broadcasts that have not plugged one time. You're not going to get economic, cultural, military, spiritual analysis like this anywhere else. That's not a power trip. I've been blessed by God with the best crew, the best guests, the best intel. But it's up to you to boost this information. All I ask is that you share the live feeds, you share the articles. We get shut down early next month, which is, I haven't made the announcement yet, but this is it. God keeps coming through with miracles, but it just looks like it. You'll see major movement soon. I'll just stop there. It's okay. But I'm asking all of you that have been on the fence, you share articles, videos, wonderful, keep doing it. I thank you, humbly. I'm not mad you never supported us financially, but the products are great. I'm asking everyone to do one thing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and one click, become a VIP for $30 a month. Now, you instantly get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, everything gets a discount when you do that. It's just like Amazon Prime. But let's just say you don't want ultramethylene blue or Shilajit. for Irish sea moss or bovine colostra that's so incredible. Not a sexy name, but sexy results. Maybe you don't want to get any of the great Patriot t-shirts. Just be a VIP every month. A donation of $30 to our sponsor, Bigly, that owns the Alex Jones Backup Network and the site. There's all sorts of behind the scenes attacking them. They're big boys too. You know, Nate was pardoned by the president for trying to save a woman on J6. He did save her. But I mean, these are Patriots. Just go to the site, upper right hand corner, VIP club. Just commit. You can cancel any time, so it's not much of a commitment. But each month you charge $30 on the first day of the month. Just be a VIP. Pledge to us $30 a month. You've got NPR and PBS getting billions of dollars a year from the feds and then begging constantly for your money to shovel communism and pedophilic garbage on you. We just sell you the very best supplements you've ever seen, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, badass knives, and we're swinging for the fences. I'm totally committed. I've given up 95% of my assets, which weren't ever that big. I could care less. Actually, I'm actually happier not having a few things to deal with. But the point is that we're now up against the wall. So I need you to simply become a VIP. And then you got a bad month, whatever the issue is, cancel. And then you get more money in a few months. You'll say you're like blue collar, whatever, hardworking person, totally respectable, the bedrock of this country, $30 a month, you get a little bit of problem, cancel. It's free. And then a few months later, things are going well again, become a VIP again. But for all you middle class people and all you wealthy people that aren't investing in the fight against the tyrants, you are crazy. All of you that have means should be a VIP at theolishinstore.com. It's just a $30 donation. If you don't want to spend the $40 you get to buy great products and just want to let it, you can be a member and just pile up $40 each month. And at the end of the year, what's 12 months? You know, you've spent X and then gotten way more in and then, you know, do all your Christmas shopping. I don't care how you do it. I'm just saying, become a VIP. One click. Hit one button. I'm an attack dog, folks. I'm born for this. I'm bred for this. I love this. I'm fearless, other than failure. I have no fear. All I'm saying is please become a VIP right now at thealexshowstore.com. That's the simple commitment. VIP, VIP, VIP. And that's the term they use for it. I would call it Paul Revere Fund. I would call it tip of the spear. There's nowhere you can support where you're getting bigger results against the enemy. Bang for the buck. And it's just true. I'm not bragging. I'm very humble. I am your weapon. I am committed to you like a dog is to its owner. I mean, it's true. I am your servant. I am here to defend you and defend your family and defend your freedom because I'm defending mine as well. And we're all in this together. You understand? I am so committed to you at the very base of my soul. And I just simply want to see you awaken in the InfoWar. And there's nowhere better with one simple move than being a VIP at thealexshowstore.com.
Tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal website. You're all jumping on board with us today. A lot happening over here, and we wanted to make sure we got to all of our callers. So many of you have been on hold, and I'm going to start going back down the list. We've got Chris in Kentucky up first. Chris, welcome back to the show, or welcome to the show. Should say.
Thanks, Brianna, for taking my call.
Thank you. Yeah,
I really don't know where to start other than in September 30th of 2024, I was diagnosed with stage 4 melanoma. And just give all glory and honor to God for keeping me alive and letting me be led to some information that's helped me in this battle. And methylene blue is part of my protocol, and I'm doing that along with managing my diet, and I use a hyperbaric oxygen chamber. If I could give a piece of advice to all the cancer patients out there that might be listening, research what Thomas Seyfried says about cancer and how to manage it, because I believe it's ultimately the key. it's a metabolic issue. It's not a genetic issue. And it's where our medical system has got this really, really wrong. But going back to the glyphosate, I grew up on a farm. You know, I've handled Roundup since I was a little kid, you know, helping my granddad fill up the sprayer. And I even managed a fertilizer and chemical dealership. So I've been around it constantly for decades. And in 2016, I totally changed my diet and got off carbs. And I guess at the time, kind of went more keto. And I didn't realize how pervasive glyphosate was in our food system and even in our environment. If you do some research, you'll see where they've tested rainwater in different parts of the country. And, I mean, it's like you can't get away from it. And I think the only way to start cleaning that up is to stop using it. And I do understand where RFK is coming from about it destroying the ag economy. Farmers today, they don't know what to do without a genetically modified crop and how to control weeds. They would be totally lost, and it would be a disaster. So I'm not trying to be an apologist for the administration, but I do understand it from a farmer's standpoint, and just knowing what I know. But yes, it would be a great day if we could eliminate it, and you got to start somewhere. And like I said, it's so pervasive, even in our environment. I'm sure it's in well water as well. You know, doing some research, even just here recently, I wanted to see if there were some links to glyphosate and melanoma, which is what I had. It had spread. I had one little tiny spot on my neck in 2019 that was taken off, this biopsy, a skin biopsy. And it was melanoma. And, I went to the dermatologist and got checked after that. And, I was at the 5-year mark. I thought I was good to go. And on September 30th of 2024, I had a bad headache and pulled into a little convenience store and was going to get a snack before I went to work that night. I'd been driving the truck and farming. So I was driving the truck at night and then trying to farm in the day. And so when I turned around to leave that store, my left foot was dragging, and I knew there was something serious going on. So I went to the emergency room, and I found I had 15 brain tumors. And you talk about a good way to ruin your day. And I ended up going to MD Anderson, having brain surgery, and came out of that fine. But like I said, the Lord has been good to me, and I give him all the honor and glory and praise for getting me to where I am today. And I'm not out of the woods yet, but I'm fighting. And I really would like to see this changed.
Yeah. Well, Chris, I'm glad you called in and shared your story today. So thank you for that. That's going to save someone else's life. Just hearing you talk about what happened to you, talk about the signs, that means a lot. So thank you for that. And I'm glad, you're doing better. you know, we're going to pray for you, Chris, because that is absolutely devastating. And, you know, I'm thankful that you're okay and you're able to talk about these things. 15 tumors is a lot. So thank you for sharing that. You know, when it comes to the investments too, and all of this, I would love to see this administration, you know, let's just say, because I know you're talking about how there's not many alternatives. If this administration would have signed this executive order and said, listen, we're also on the backhand of this going to invest in other potential options and make sure that farmers are well-funded so that they could also possibly, with these lasers, take out these weeds and to take out these insects, that they could also get these investments paid for by the government to help kind of absorb that cost. I think that would do a lot. And that would have helped significantly with the blowback of all of this. But I mean, it's so devastating, Chris, because our farmers are put at a higher risk of all of this by doing this every day. So we're thankful for the risk that you guys take on. But man, oh man, do we really need to give you guys an alternative here? This shouldn't be the only solution, is turning to glyphosate and continuing to utilize this. There needs to be other options. And like you said, even the well water, I'm sure if we were to test the well water as well, it's in there. And so it's a deeper issue. It really is a deeper issue. But Chris, I'm glad to hear that you're doing better. We're going to pray for you and make sure that you are okay moving forward, though. And thank you for your service. We don't thank farmers enough in this country, and truckers as well. You guys keep this country up and going. You guys are the pulse of this country. So we are very honored for you, everything that you've done and your family's done as well. So Chris, thank you for calling to the show. Is there anything that our audience can do to help you in any way besides pray for you?
I would appreciate the prayers, but I believe the Lord's got me where I'm at. So yeah, I would appreciate the prayers. And just kind of to add insult to injury, in 2021, we started converting our farm to organic. And of course, I'm not at the farm every day now, so I'm not getting to participate in that endeavor anymore. I was so bad when I came home from brain surgery. I had to sell my cows, and the farm's 45 minutes away, so I can't drive. And that, like I said, I appreciate the platform and to share this story, and I appreciate the prayers. Thank you. Thank you, Brianna.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you for calling, and I appreciate you sharing your story. It's going to save other people's lives. Just hearing the symptoms and hearing what you went through, this will be very life-changing for someone else out there. So thank you, Chris, for sharing your story, and we appreciate you calling in. So thank you very much. Folks, let's keep going down the caller list. Lester in West Virginia, I want to go to you next. Thank you for being on hold. I know it was quite some time that you've been waiting, so thank you for that.
Hey, good morning, Brianna. Today's a good day for two reasons. You know why?
Why?
It's because baseball's being played somewhere. And another reason, West Virginia just passed a bill that makes abuse offenders go on to a registry. Yeah. So think about this. Second time you're found guilty of any kind of abuse towards a woman, you know, like domestic abuse, you go on a registry. So now a woman can look you up, and if you're on a abuse registry, she can say, hey, I don't want nothing to do with this guy. He's done abuse to women. You know, at least because you have, the first time they don't do it, but the second time, if you're a chronic, domestic violence abuser, they put you on a registry. And I think that is a huge win for this state.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, yeah, I wouldn't do the first one because I know there's a lot of women out there who might report someone as committing some crime against them and it not be true. But I think the second time, I think, is solid because two different women. I mean, unless you have really bad taste in women, then I'd say it's warranted. Yeah, it's one of those things that we really need to talk about more often, too, because a lot of times we have these, maybe possibly get some of the details out there, too, because of the crimes itself would also be important so that it's not just it's not just claims being made without any evidence. If there's evidence, if there's video involved, maybe that's best, too, to add to that registry. But yeah, that is a good day, and it's good. Baseball's back. I haven't watched baseball in years, Lester. It's been a busy time for me. So I try to catch spring training at least, and I'm going to try to make my way down to Florida to catch at least one or two Yankee games. But yeah, it's always a good day, and I know I've got a lot of good friends out there who are going to be very excited about that. So it is a good day. Lester, thank you for holding, and thank you for calling in. We appreciate just that. Let's go to Chris in New York City. Chris, welcome to the show.
Brianna, yes. I have to tell you, very important that Elon Musk acquire MSNBC, CNN, one of these well-known networks that are going out of business. Because every time I tell people what we talk about on these shows, they say, "Where did you hear that? Where did you hear that?" Well, we need that extra 10, 20, 30% of people to find out where I heard that, because it's important. We need that extra 30% of people to know what's really going on. And people like Elon Musk, who has so much money, he could do this and have a neutral network showing both sides of what the real news is. And I think we really, I don't want to be a killjoy knocking your show or Alex or anyone else, but we need that extra 30% of the people to know what's really going on, because they don't know. They say, "Where did you hear that?" Mm-hmm. That's going to be the name of my book before I die. Where did you hear that? Well, that's my two cents.
Yeah. No, Chris, I'm on board for that. I mean, I've got family members who disagree with me politically, and when I am debating them, they just don't think it's real what I'm saying. I mean, someone, my family, who didn't know that Joe Biden sniffs children was like one thing too. They're like, "He doesn't do that. Shut up, Brianna. You're lying." And I'm like, "Here are the clips. This isn't AI. This is real." And they had no idea that Joe Biden has a habit of sniffing children. They also didn't know about his daughter's diary, because that doesn't make it into the mainstream. So yeah, I mean, it'd be great. And you got to get into the cable news world too, because that's where you got to confront people with the facts. Some of these people, I mean, but this is why they attack InfoWars so hard, right? Because they try to give it like it's like when they say the word conspiracy theorist, it's a way to discredit someone when they call you that, when they label you that. And so other people are just like, "I can't trust that as a source." But then here we are, always right about everything. And the PR push doesn't really, you know, taint our images or our image that the public sees, I guess it'd be. But you know, Chris, I think I'm on board with that. It would be great. It'd also be great if we could like reproduce like Elon Musk and get a whole bunch of them out there, because he's got a lot on his plate these days, but we need a lot of investment in just right-wing media. And we say right-wing media, I'm not talking about politics. I mean, like, we're right and we're the media. That's what I'm referring to. Chris, thank you for calling in. I appreciate your time. Let's turn to Tim in California. Tim, welcome back.
Good morning, Brianna.
Good morning.
Yes, after hearing Chris tell his story, and you also appropriately jumped in and mentioned that these same fates happen to, say, for instance, hazmat truck drivers. You know, you get exposed to various chemicals, and you don't really know how long it's going to take for your body to react, or what kind of, you know, ultimately cancer you may end up with, and so forth. And I'm sorry to hear Chris's story, and I know that there's many out there that have a similar story. But as you said, it's good that he told it, because he's going to help others.
Yeah. Now that's the important part of all of it, for sure. Yeah.
Well, and here I am calling about something kind of quasi-related. This is in the gated community in the city of Irvine, California. The gated community is known as Altair, one word, just like it sounds. And on Monday, it was like breaking news all over Southern California, and they got, you know, helicopters and everything, and they're flying around. And it was reported that there had been these are like, you know, multi-million dollar houses in a private gate community. I mean, you would never expect this to happen in this place. And, the problem is the Irvine police got there and said, "Yeah, there's this suspicious thing here." So then they call in the FBI, and the FBI calls in the hazmat people, and they've been there all week, and they said they're going to be there again today. So from Monday to Thursday, they're still there, and the word yesterday is they're going to be there through at least Saturday. Mm-hmm. And the initial reports were there was a nerve agent. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not good. They said it was a homemade chemical lab that caught on fire, but that while they were there investigating, they discovered, you know, a nerve agent. I'm thinking, you know, why would you have a nerve agent in somebody's place that's that nice, you know? Mm-hmm. But you get the idea. We don't know, and there's been no arrests yet. We don't know nothing about nothing. But the thing that made me suspicious is it got really kind of like scrubbed. Like now it's just suspicious materials. And there's no more discussion about nerve agent. But in the beginning, there was, you know. So it's like, how come all those stories that included those words have now disappeared? Those words aren't there anymore. Mm-hmm. What happened to those words? Nerve agent. You know, that was lasted for a while, then it disappeared. Mm-hmm. So I just thought it was a little bizarre. And they've been hanging out all week in hazmat suits. So something went on there.
Yeah, I mean, Tim, no surprise, but thanks for putting that on my radar because I actually didn't know that story, and that was a great story for you to share. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I'll look up the address to see if I could get who owns that property, too. If they're Chinese, Tim, you're probably on to something there. We know that the Chinese are also well-known for purchasing up homes here and then smuggling in things that might cause harm. So, yeah, you're definitely on to something there. I'll look into it, too, to see if I can find out who owns that property. Because that would be very, very telling, of course. So thanks for putting that on our radar, Tim. Tim always does that. He calls in when there's all these great local California stories and things that like we might not be aware of. He's got flagged for us. And so we're very grateful for that. Tim, thank you for calling in and sharing that little snippet for me. Because I'll look into this, see if I can find out who owns that home. So thank you. Let's turn back to Chad in Minnesota. Chad, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Brianna.
Good morning.
Yeah, I was going to call in about something else, and then Chris from Kentucky changed my mind. Mm-hmm. And thoughts and prayers. As soon as I get off the phone, I'm putting a prayer in for everybody that's been affected by this, the industries mm-hmm. that exist and everything that has us under their thumb. What Chris mentioned, I think, is very, very important in the sense of just in contrast from naturopathic and allopathic. And he had discussed hyperbaric chamber. And his results are, he's better. He's, you know, that you're seeing the results. Or you're starting to get somewhere. Or you're seeing changes. And that's the big thing is that, you know, I'd look around. I've found actually a doctor that went through a situation where he was working for a hospital, and it's in Iowa, and he actually was fired because he was prescribing ivermectin, that sort of thing, and then went off, and now he's opened his own clinic, which is naturopathic. And he has patients that he can actually treat from out of state. There's certain states that he can treat patients from, and they were traveling to his facility, and they just stopped traveling because it became more expensive to travel. They just purchased hyperbaric chambers because they were like the results paid off in full, as opposed to just even having the cost of, you know, flying to and from. So they just said, well, why not just, you know, if you have the means, obviously that's a different story, but it's proof that if you can get access and gain access. And if people like Chris are putting that information out there, which is amazing that he's calling in and letting us know that there are things out there. It's like your colostrum, bovine colostrum plus. Mm-hmm. What does glyphosate do to minerals? Chelates them, binds to them and removes them. What does it do in the soil? It chelates and binds them and removes them from the soil, or it stays there and it never gets utilized. I've been trying to find a microbial soil test to test soils here and then say, okay, well, let's go and test the soil here. And then let's go into a forest where everything's growing wonderfully and let's test the microbes there. And hence that regenerative farming. That's what you're doing is you're keeping microbes in there. They break down the soils, the nutrients that are in the soils, and they make it bioavailable for the plant to provide it for us. Another option is Kroetke. Are you familiar with Kroetke?
No, I'm
growing
not.
Method?
Mm-mm, no.
You can grow that easily in just the smallest place if you have a specific thing that you want to grow. For example, I like to do sauerkraut, cabbage, easily done through Kroetke. You don't need anything other than a container, water, and nutrients, and you grow it, and it's soilless. You don't need soil. Things are out there that exist that, and again, I always say it's going to take us 50 years at least to get to a point where we can all say, yep, this is what happened. But what's great is that we have people and individuals and professionals out there doing the things that they're doing to try to get this information out there. And you're doing it. Raw Egg is doing it. Chris is doing it. And thank you so much for the for everything that you've talked about today. I appreciate it. Thanks, Brianna.
Thank you, Chad, for calling in. No, it's definitely something that we need to be talking more about. And, you know, that's why we have Raw Egg on. I saw his stories going up and I said, we got to start talking about this more. We can't let up on this issue. So I know our audience gets it, Chad. And I know viewers at home right now understand the importance of all of this. And obviously, it's very, very important for us to keep the conversation going. Unfortunately, though, we're up against the hard out right now. I was going to try to take some more callers, but I don't think we have time for that. But for those of you at home right now, thank you for calling into the show. We greatly appreciate your insight and your willingness to talk about a lot of these important issues. So thank you for that. Truly do mean that. For those of you at home, too, who want a little update on the Fannie Willis drama that's going on right now, it looks like John Solomon is also reporting that the Biden DOJ came to Fannie Willis's, I guess they've reached out to Fannie Willis, and they told her to apply for a $2 million grant. Apparently, she applied for that grant, and they then moved it to make it more less competitive, apparently. This is according to him. I have not yet dove into any of this. He's just kind of putting out the bits of information right now up on X. But we'll have to look into that to see what exactly that grant was for. But you guys are so great. It got us up pretty quickly. Again, this just goes to show how well orchestrated all of this was and how Fannie Willis and the people who were behind her, Nathan Wade, all of them, they all needed to be dragged into criminal court. What these people did was, in fact, criminal. And so we need to hold them accountable. All right, folks, that does it for me today. I want to remind everyone to head on over right now to thealexjonesstore.com. When you subscribe, you get an incredible discount over thealexjonesstore.com. And you keep the supplements rolling in, so you never have to worry about running out. That's why it's so important. So head on over right now to thealexjonesstore.com. I know we were talking about colostrum yesterday as well. There were so many health benefits involved in there. You head on over to the shop. You can see it for yourself. So do that right now. Head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. And make sure you do that today. When you support us, we support you by trying to get you onto the MAHA movement and to get you a little bit healthier while the rest of the big corporate world, the corporate ag, and everyone else tries to sadly make us unhealthier. TheAlexJonesStore.com helps us with that. I'll be back tomorrow.
People can use this as a teaching moment. That, you know, I see a lot of these people out there who think they can imitate Alex Jones, and they have never understood the amount of work that goes in to the detailed reports that you do. That it, part of that is, but the second part is, okay, if you're out there and you want to be Alex Jones or replicate Alex Jones, Alex teaches you the way to do it, just pay attention. One is learn history. Understand history. Understand what templates to look for. Once you understand that, you understand what the play is going to look like. And then you're just looking for who to cast in what roles, because you understand the broader course of history, how these things tend to operate, how assassinations tend to occur, how cover-ups tend to happen, how false flags occur, how staged events occur, how also could the various forms of COINTELPRO type psyops to infiltrate dissident movements to distract them from the real conspiracy into fake conspiracy in order to feed a fake conspiracies into people who otherwise would be investigating the real conspiracy. Also to act as a discrediting agent. So learn the methodologies, learn how to look at how to review sources, how to understand the psychology of the participants involved. Once you understand that, you can be much more accurate and predictive at what took place with more explanatory power and more predictive capacity. And that's what Alex does, is massive amounts of work that starts with understanding history.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists. Get ultra methylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.